Well, pull over to the side of the road because we have some really exciting news for you in our 111th interview in our series on the growing entrepreneurism in St. Louis. George Capps is with us, 30 years old, went to Stanford, moved back to his native St. Louis, and now he's working with TANSNA, an organization that's trying to create a new epilepsy drug. Boy, you could have done this anywhere in the country. Why you do it in St. Louis, George?
Well, several reasons, Charlie. The technology was originally spun out of the University of Iowa. So our academic co-founder is from the University of Iowa, and the company was headquartered in Iowa for the first few years of its existence. But back in 2013, it actually moved its headquarters here to St. Louis to be part of the burgeoning life sciences ecosystem here in this city.
So are you now in the Cortex District?
We are in the Cortex District in the Cortex building.
What does TANSNA mean?
That's a great question. When I first joined the company, I didn't know the answer to that, and I was asked several times. And so finally, I went back to our academic co-founder and asked him, what is the genesis of this name? And he said, well, I was developing novel anticonvulsant drugs. So I took the first two letters of anticonvulsant and the last several letters of that word and scrambled them up until I got something that was both pronounceable and had no hits on Google.
Okay, good.
So that is the origin of the name TANSNA.
And where are we in the development of this new drug treating epilepsy?
So we're still in preclinical development, which means that we're honing the chemistry of the compounds that we have in our portfolio. We're testing them in laboratory models of epilepsy as well as some other central nervous system indications. And we're aiming sometime next year to select our first clinical development candidate. So that means narrowing that funnel down to a single compound that we plan to take into human testing.
What's the goal of this drug?
The goal is to provide effective seizure treatment for patients with refractory epilepsy. So let me break that down and explain that.
Thank you.
Epilepsy is one of the most common and serious neurological conditions. Chances are many of our listeners have a relative or acquaintance who suffers from epilepsy. Almost 2.5 million people in the United States suffer from epilepsy and about 50 million worldwide. So it's a very large patient population. And these patients experience seizures, which are episodes of spontaneous abnormal firing of neurons in the brain. And preventing seizures is critical to preventing brain damage and maintaining these patients' quality of life.
So you're coming up with this drug here in St. Louis?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. I can't imagine anything more difficult than that, George. I mean, because you have all the regulatory approval, the science alone, and then you got the government you have to deal with.
That's correct. So there is a lot of regulation that governs the development of pharmaceutical products, and so that's all part of the process. And fortunately, we have a management team with many decades of experience in drug development and commercialization and regulatory and so forth.
How many members of the TANSNA team?
There are approximately half a dozen or so management team members.
Pretty good size. Mm-hmm. You studied biology and business at Stanford.
That is correct.
Brought that back to St. Louis. Mm-hmm. People might recognize your name. Your grandfather was the guy behind Plaza Motors, was he not?
That is correct.
Yes, among other things.
Indeed. No, yeah. I'm very proud of that that family legacy.
So when do you hope to have this new drug at Walgreens? Or Express Scripts, excuse me.
So that's a great question. It's going to be a number of years before we get to that stage. And even if everything goes smoothly, our goal would be never actually to have a product to sell because we hope to be acquired by a larger pharmaceutical company in the early to mid-stage clinical trial process. That's before we have approval from the Food and Drug Administration to market the drug, while we're still doing the human testing in clinical trials. And that's actually a pretty typical development path for small biotechnology, biopharmaceutical companies. The small companies specialize in the risky innovation in those early stages. The large companies have the deep pockets to fund those phase three clinical trials, which can cost $100 million or more. And they also have the global sales force actually to market the product.
Indeed. Even though we've had some drug manufacturers come out of St. Louis, haven't we?
That is correct.
Yes. So, what's St. Louis like for a guy in your business? Are you a fish out of water?
You know, not so much. You know, for I think for decades, people have talked about how St. Louis is well positioned to play a role in the whole biotechnology revolution. And the main reason for that is all of the tremendous medical research, academic research that goes on at Washington University, St. Louis University, and some of the other academic centers here. And for a long time on the ag side, St. Louis has been one of the world centers of kind of agricultural biotechnology. But on the medical side, for whatever reason, it always lagged behind some of the other hubs in the country. And it's only been in the last few years, I think, that the pieces of the ecosystem are beginning to fall into place. And so there are a number of other very promising early stage biomedical companies like Tonsna based here in St. Louis. And we really feel that we have a wonderful support network in terms of the larger ecosystem here.
George Capps joining us today on The Voice of St. Louis. By the way, what kind of car do you drive?
Toyota.
There you go. Okay. Don't tell your uncle.
That's right.
Hey.
Nothing from Plaza, I can tell you that much.
All right. Well, hey, maybe someday soon. Thanks so much for joining us, and we sure appreciate you being with us today on The Voice of St. Louis.
Thanks so much, Charlie. I appreciate it.
That's George Capps with Tonsna with us on The Voice of St. Louis. How about that? What do you think about that, ladies and gentlemen?
Oh, boy. Sometimes when you wake up in the morning, you have no idea what the next 24 hours is going to dictate to you.
Isn't that a fact? But the Budweiser Brewhouse has 239 beer taps, and you can learn more by going to BudweiserBrewhouse.com. They have a great Creekstone Black Angus Burger waiting for you. Premium Black Angus Burger served with shredded lettuce, tomato, red onion.